for my last meeting. This last full council for me as mayor has been difficult when deciding how to end these ponderous, short moments. I wanted to bring a joyous few minutes to you and look to the future. Hopefully I will support this idea and you will take some sustenance from the poem below. The poet is also a writer of some renown who was born near here, a local lad from South Nottinghamshire, not far from the River Trent, and whose writing I devoured and read again. He gave an account of his short, interesting life through his works. He was opinionated and often he wasn't considered popular. The poem below is from a book of poems that together almost give an autobiography of his life. It gives a short moment in his life that is joyous and is called Look, We Have Come Through. D.H. Lawrence, 1885 to 1930. I love this poem. The little river twittering in the twilight, the one wondering look of the pale sky, this is almost bliss. And everything shut up and gone to sleep. All the troubles and anxieties and pain gone under the twilight. Only the twilight now and the soft shh of the river that will last forever. And at last I know my love for you is here. I can see it all. It is whole like the twilight. It is large, so large, I could not see it before. Because of the little lights and the flickers and interruptions, troubles, anxieties and pains. You are the call and I am the answer. You are the wish and I the fulfillment. You are the night and I the day. What else? It is perfect enough. It is perfectly complete. You and I. Strange how we suffer in spite of all of this. Thank you for listening to that. I would like now to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. And the sound recording will be made available on the council's website. Under the openness of local government bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the council's control. If you are curious why councillors are looking at screens, it is because a number of them are using tablet devices to access their agenda papers. I would also like to remind councillors and the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and side of the room. There are no fire alarm tests planned for this evening. Could I also ask that everyone turns off their mobile phones or switches them to silent so that the meeting isn't disturbed. Item one, apologies. Apologies have been received from councillors Gaskell, Hatcham, Huddleston, Page and Paling and Honorary Bush. If councillors have any other apologies, please press your buttons to indicate. Yes. Anyone else?
Councillor Parton sends his apologies if his train from Sheffield doesn't arrive on time, and I'm sure we're all hoping it's late. So if you get on to item 10 first, perhaps it'll save a lot of time. We do erase that from the recording.
Item 2. Anyone else? Was there anybody else that needs to be disclosed? Or no? Item 2. Disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest. I will now call on the Chief Executive to report on disclosures of interests in the business to be considered at the meeting, which have already been made by councillors.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no disclosures, Madam Mayor.
Councillors, please indicate by pressing your button whether you have any other interest to disclose in the business to be considered at this meeting. Oh, sorry. James, we've got to sort this out. It's always you. It happened at the last meeting.
If I could declare a personal interest in item 8 as an employee of Leicestershire Police, I declare this for transparency purposes and advise I don't have to leave the room.
Okay. Moving on to item 3, the minutes. I move that the minutes of the meeting of the council held on the 25th of February 2019 to be confirmed and signed. I understand, Councillor Poland, that you want to make a correction.
Sorry, me again, Madam Mayor. Just a very quick one. My wife is a member of Thurmaston Parish Council, not Syston, as much as I'm sure she'd like to be.
Thank you.
Second that, Madam Mayor.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all of those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? It's moved. Okay, thank you. Item 4, announcements. I have no announcements to make. I call on the leader to make his announcements.
Madam Mayor, as this is our last full meeting at this council year, I would like to start by thanking those members who have announced their retirement and will not be standing for re-election. Many have devoted a significant period of their lives to serving and representing their residents over many years, and without their dedication and sense of public duty, this council would not be the success that it is. So I thank all of those. I would also like us to remember those that have passed away this council term, most recently John Southington, and almost a year ago today, it would in fact have been his 71st birthday today, David Slater. Both were exceptional individuals and councillors, and every day, I think most of us probably think about them, and they are missed by those who knew them and call them friends. On behalf of all councillors, I would also like to pay our respects to the victims of the recent terrorist attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. Many of you will know of the link between Loughborough and the city through the work of John Taylor's Bell Foundry. But hearing of the appalling attack, I was struck by the cold, premeditated callousness of the act and the permanent effect that it will have on the Christchurch community. So our thoughts are with those families and friends of those murdered and all the people affected by this and all terrorism. And lastly, Madam Mayor, I would like to thank you on behalf of the council for being our mayor this past year, and also to the mayor's support staff and more particularly Mike Hollingworth, who will be retiring this month. And having served countless mayors of this borough over many, 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 many years, And I know that the university threw recently a surprise party for you to say thank you, in fact, last Wednesday. We're not about to repeat that surprise because, to be frank, two surprises in 1 week is probably too much even for you, Mike, given that you're used to dealing with many surprises, but not this evening. But I'd like to thank you on behalf of all of us and wish you a very happy, peaceful and stress-free retirement. Thank you.
Make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements, Madam Mayor.
Moving on to item 5, petitions. Are there any petitions to be presented? None? Everyone? Okay. Item 6. Business reserved to Council. Item 6.1, Capital Plan Amendment Report, page 28. I call on Councillor Barclay to propose the item.
Madam Mayor, for the reasons 1 to 3 set out on page 28 of the agenda, I move recommendations 1 to 3 also set out on page 28.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to second that proposal. I reserve my right to speak. Thank you.
If councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons. Councillor Mir.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Yet another capital plan we have in front of us, where the Tories keep failing to deliver on the promises that they make the residents of Charnwood. Contained in the report, members will see a further slippage or further slippages of near £1.8 million, which follow on from slippages of a near half a million pounds last time we looked at the report, which was only in February, I think. £2.25 million worth of slippages in the report, Madam Mayor, slippages being projects that have been cancelled this year and put forward to the next financial year. In two consecutive years, that's nearly 20% of the capital plan that won't be delivered this year. Near 20% less spend that the administration has failed to spend on people in this borough. It's nothing that we have control over, Madam Mayor. The direction, the amount of spend, the follow-up is all down to the administration. And again, they say one thing on paper one day, and then a few short weeks later, we see another set of papers saying something completely different. I want to turn to some of these slippages, Madam Mayor, some of these projects that have been slipped into next year. Disabled facilities grants, a slippage of near £448,000. If there is anything in this capital plan that we should be spending all of, it should be this. In fact, we should be spending it all and asking for more. I remember a few years ago we veered over money from other pots in the capital plan to make up the shortfall to keep up with the demand to this service. So I was surprised. Firstly, I was surprised and baffled on how we could get to a situation, or from a situation where we were trying to find money in other capital pots to spend and to keep up with demand for the disabled facilities. And then a couple of years later, we're slipping half £1 million into the next financial year because we're underspending. But then it clicked. Thing is that things that residents were telling me about not being assessed to have the need for downstairs shower rooms, for example, or wash facilities, and are having to make do with an extra handrail or, on some cases, in rare cases, stair lifts, when only a few years ago their neighbours with similar needs were given shower rooms and wash facilities. Okay. You see, Madam Mayor, that this is the new reality of Tory austerity that we live in. The barriers have been raised so high that few people qualify for the needs that the council would have met only a few short years ago, but now residents have to do without. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm also concerned about the HRA capital plan, where we are slipping £426,000 in bathroom renovations, which was odd because when you read the report, it actually states £60,000 in bathrooms. The other amounts, I can only assume, are slippages to all the other works in the HRA. And again, the Tories are trying to hide the number of things that are slipping in the housing account. It all doesn't paint a pretty picture, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Draycott, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. My comments are similar. The whole report is talking about slippage and more slippage. As Councillor Mayor has said, disabled facilities and the bathrooms are very important work to a lot of people and can improve their quality of life considerably. We had a report to Council a little while ago, and I think it was to do with the light bulb programme, where it was congratulating itself about the fact that, for example, somebody would ask for a lift to be installed in their home or a stair lift in their home. But rather than getting that, they would be told that actually walking up the steps was more healthier for them. And that was one of the case studies at the back of the report. To me, if that's now what's the practice, it explains why the money's not being spent. You're still going to end up with that person having to have the stair lift or the lift upstairs to the bedroom, right? And I'm not convinced that that is the right approach. This money desperately improves people's quality of lives and we should be spending it. Bathrooms, backlog with waits that Fortnum's has inherited. Again, vital work for people that could improve their quality of life. Another matter on page 38 is the large number of dwellings we now have that do not have carbon monoxide alarms. I would have thought that as a landlord, we would have ensured that every property that we own has got such alarms installed. 133. The example given in the report for why they've not been done, it talks about hoarding behaviour. I don't think that is good enough, Madam Mayor. I think this is important, and as a landlord, these should be installed. Councillor Mayor has commented about the 1,800,000 that has been slipped over to 2019 and 20, but that amounts to 20 general fund items and 7 HRA items, which we agree, and it never happens. So we don't have a capital programme anymore, Madam Mayor. What we have is a wish list. It keeps repeating itself, and we're very lucky if anything actually gets done. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Any other speakers? No one? Councillor Gerard? Sorry. Jane, I didn't see it.
Just to cover off those last couple of points, if I may. In 2011, when I became the lead member for Housing Regulatory Services, we had 32% non-decent homes. That's non-decent at the government standard. Now we have complete decency and the Charnwood standard on top as well. The DFGs, the Disabled Facility Grants, they were waiting for years before then. Installation of properties where people who hoard. Now, that's a tricky one. It takes a process where you have to gradually take somebody to court to allow access. Absolutely, I agree it's an important thing, but it's going through a process where you actually have to go through to court, so it does take time. And do forgive me, Councillor Mia, but I am going to quote you. We should be spending it all and asking for more. How very much like Labour.
Any other speakers at the moment? No. Councillor Gerard, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've got nothing further to add. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I call on Councillor Barclay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think Councillor Mia's opening remarks, yet another capital plan. This is the same capital plan that we've had that covers a period 2018-19 to 2020-21. Within the report itself, there are clear reasons why these things are being slipped. He talks about carbon monoxide alarms. There are 133 properties on the programme. However, the occupants have previously refused access due to various reasons. Access and delivery options are currently being explored. As far as the Disabilities Facilities Grant is concerned, we've actually gained this January £119,000 more. Spending of the Disabilities Facilities Grant budget is determined by the number of applications for them, the eligible works which can be small or up to 30,000, the time to complete the work by the independent contractors employed by the applicants, and these are all factors outside the control of council. We have a very sound record on our capital expenditure, both on the HRA and on the general fund. I can only suggest that the opposition councillors read the report. I mean, you can see that the HRA door replacements is being slipped. Some of them are actually going to be delivered very, very shortly into the new year. With the door replacements, it's been slower than expected, largely due to the national issue relating to the supply of composite doors. Work is necessary to support the delivery of the Charnwood standard. This money will be spent, but we're not just to appease our friends on the opposing benches going to spend money willy-nilly. We have a clear capital programme. We have project managers. We have, where need be, project boards. This money is there to be spent. It will be spent, and every single factor of what we are wiring over to is clearly covered. And it's just a question of reading it and understanding. Understanding our desire is to help the people of Charnwood, and that's exactly what we will do. It may not be March this year, it may be April, May, but we will do it. So rest assured. Thank you.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour, please? And those against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. Thank you. I'm now moving on to 6.2, an annual review of the Council's Constitution, page 44. I call on Councillor Poland to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, to ensure the Constitution is kept up to date and fulfils its intended purposes, I move the recommendation set out on page 44 of the agenda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll second that proposal and reserve my right to speak. Thank you.
Please press your buttons. Anyone? No one? I call on Councillor Taylor, please.
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
And to sum up, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Nothing further to add from me.
Motion to the vote. Could I see all of those in favour, please? Those against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. Thank you. I'm now moving on to item 6.3, annual scrutiny report 2018-19, page 68. I call on Councillor Mear to propose the item.
To report annually to Council on the workings of scrutiny bodies and the operation of the scrutiny function generally, in accordance with Scrutiny Committee Procedures 6.3e of the Council's Constitution. I move that the work of scrutiny during 2018-19 as set out in the Annual Scrutiny Report 2018-19 attached as an appendix to the report be noted.
Thank you. Councillor Parsons.
Madam Mayor, I second the motion and reserve my right to speak.
Speak, please press your buttons. No one. Councillor Parsons.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have nothing further to add.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I wish to thank everybody involved, everybody in this room involved in scrutiny this year, and in the fact that we have come to the end of our term, everyone who has been involved in scrutiny over the past 4 years. I want to thank all the members involved in scrutiny for their commitment to ensuring that we looked at what was important for our residents within Charnwood. I want to thank the officers who have given their support, advice and time to ensuring that we did the right scrutiny at the right time. And finally, I want to thank the chairs and vice chairs of the scrutiny committees themselves for the extra time and commitment they have put in over and above what was required of them, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour, please? Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. I'm now moving on to item 6.4, report of the Independent Remuneration Panel in respect of allowances paid to members of Charnwood Borough Council for 2019 and 20, page 79. I call on Councillor Poland to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, to ensure compliance with the local authorities' members' allowances, England Regulations 2003, the regulations, I move the recommendations of the Independent Remuneration, panel submitted in accordance with the local authorities' members' allowances, England Regulations 2003, are set out in Appendix 8. To the reports of the Chief Executive be noted, and that the proposed scheme of members' allowances for the 2019-20 financial year, as set out in Appendix B of the report, be adopted.
Madam Mayor, I second this and reserve my right. Thank you.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons. No councillors? Thank you. Councillor Meir. Thank you. I call on Councillor Poland to sum up, please.
Madam Mayor, I'm very pleased to say I've got nothing further to add.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour, please? Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. I'm now moving on to item 6.5. Timetable for council and committee meetings and member training days for 2019-20, page 93. I call on Councillor Poland to propose the item.
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, for reasons 1 to 3 set out on page 93 of the agenda, I remove recommendations 1 to 3, also set out on page 93.
Pauline, don't worry. It's been a long day. Councillor Meir, where are we? I am doing. He tells me to carry on. Councillor Meir.
It's seconded.
It's already done. We've got to be sure about this. I call on Councillor Poland, please, to sum up. Have you done it? Yes, I asked in the middle, didn't I?
Yeah, Pauline
Ramsden. Right, so now just
well, Ramsden. I thought because. No, I think she was going to second it.
She did. She seconded it. So now does she.
Did you want to say something? I know.
No, thank you very much. I'm sorry for the confusion and it's on time.
don't worry.
Now, Councillor
Poland. Oh, Councillor Poland, sum up, please.
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all of those in favour, please? Those against? Abstentions? Thank you. Wow, that was an untrue. I'm now moving on to item 6.6, conferment of the freedom of the borough, page 100. I call on Councillor Morgan to propose the item, please.
Madam Mayor, I thought I'd better put my button on quickly just in case Councillor Ransom beat me to it. So, Madam Mayor, to agree in principle to confer a civic honour and to make arrangements for a special meeting to confer the honour as required by statute, I move that arrangements be made to confer upon Mr. Les Cope Newman the honour of the honorary freeman in view of his eminent services to the borough and its people, and that the ceremony take place at a special meeting of the council at 6:30 p.m. on the 24th of June 2019, prior to the ordinary council meeting proposed for that date.
Madam Mayor, I second this proposal and reserve my right to speak.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons. Anyone? No. Councillor Barclay, please.
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I have actually got a lengthy speech, but I feel that given that everyone seems to be very happy this evening to not listen to speeches, all I'd like to say is that being an honorary freeman of the borough, Madam Mayor, is a huge privilege for anyone, and the greatest honour that this council can bestow. You've started something, Madam Mayor, this evening. My teeth are now the same fitting as yours. Council can bestow on a resident. And so, given hopefully what we know about Les Cope Newman, I hope you agree that he will be an excellent choice for such an award, and I have pleasure in proposing his name this evening.
Now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour, please? Against? Abstentions? Thank you. Item 7, call-in references. There are no call-in references from scrutiny. Item 8, there is one position statement on the agenda for tonight's meeting, which was requested by the Labour Group and is about crime in the borough. The statement can be found in the supplements pack, starting at page 4. The purpose of position statements is to enable council to discuss the administration's position on important topical issues that affect the council or the borough. At the end of the discussion, there is an opportunity for council to vote on whether the subject should be referred back to the council, to the cabinet, or to the appropriate committee for further consideration. Council isn't being asked whether it supports the statement or not. After the position statement is introduced, councillors who wish to can speak for up to 2 minutes each, and the discussion can last for up to 20 minutes. Thank you. 8.1, crime in Charnwood. I call on Councillor Taylor to introduce the position statement, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I thank the Labour Group for their position statement. I do take issue with the word masks, as this infers that the Community Safety Partnership is trying to hide something. All the facts and figures were presented to the Scrutiny Management Board, and they had the opportunity to ask questions, which they did. I think we need to be clear that the crime figures mentioned are a snapshot at a certain time, and to evaluate crime figures properly, you need to look at longer-term trends, which is what the CSP do regularly, and we change our priorities as crime changes. Responsibility for making Charnwood a safer place for our residents to live is not solely my responsibility as lead member or the officers. It is not the sole responsibility of the Cabinet or the administration, but it is for all elected members to play their part in whatever way they can. This means ensuring we report crimes and concerns to the relevant agency. We ensure our actions do not heighten the fear of crime for our residents, and to work together to fight back against the people who are determined to cause harm to others. The CSP works incredibly hard in a multi-agency way with all our partners, and the CSP's main role is in prevention and community reassurance, something this council does very well with an exceptional team of officers who go above and beyond what is expected of them. We are known across the county as one of the best CSPs, especially for our delivery structures and effectiveness. I do need to pick up on one point. The 600% increase quoted in the position statement was an increase from 2 to 14 crimes in a 12-month period in one police beat area and relates to a group of young boys stealing motorbikes to ride on. Following police activity, this has now been brought to an end. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Time. Councillor Morgan, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Taylor, as well. Having previously been your previous occupant of the role of chair of the CSP, I have to say in the three and a bit years that I served as chair, the one thing that I always found very difficult to really get a hold of were the changing stats on crime figures, namely because they were almost exclusively outside of our control as a local authority, and particularly also for the police, who obviously were recording many of those crimes and stats. And a lot of those changes resulted from either changes at the Home Office as far as the classification of some of those crimes, and also bring them into different categories of recording. Also, a couple of years ago, obviously, everyone remembers the reports of Leicestershire being flagged for underreporting certain types of crime. And I know at that time, the police were very aware of the fact that having decided to react positively to the criticism on reporting, they were expecting quite a significant increase on the some of the figures related to some of those instances, predominantly antisocial behaviour, where they were otherwise recording one crime, they were now going to be recording multiple crimes, often on the same incident. So I always took the view that we could only actually judge our performance by our peers rather than necessarily by the figures that we were presented, because only actually by looking at others could we actually judge whether our area in Charnwood was actually performing well or badly compared to those around the county and also around our peer group members. And on the whole, I think I agree with you. Actually, the performance here in Charnwood seems to be remarkably healthy, but we can never be complacent, and that's the reason why we have to keep on the pressure.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Madam Mayor, I note in the Labour Group's request for the position statement the reference to what administration is doing towards making Charnwood a safer place for its residents to live. I'm not on, am I?
Everyone's looking at me.
2 minutes.
We're okay now. Great. Okay, I'll start. I note in the Labour Group's request for the position statement the reference to what the administration is doing towards making Charnwood a safer place for its residents to live in. The lead member has eloquently outlined the commitments of the administration to make the borough a safer place for the residents to live by proactively identifying and positively responding to key crime and disorder issues in the borough. From experience, When I was chairman of the Community Safety Partnership, CSP, I know the best way to reduce crime is for all agencies to come together. One organisation alone will not solve the complex issues that exist today. Our CSP has always been held in high regard for bringing agencies together to provide the best solution to solve different types of crime and antisocial behaviour. In my view, it is not just administration and CSP that need to tackle crime and antisocial behaviour. It is the responsibility of members of this council to be involved in the areas of business that affects our residents. I recall asking a question at full council about levels of neighbourhood policing in rural areas of my ward. This received a response from the Police and Crime Commissioner. After an increase in burglaries, I arranged for the police commander to meet with the residents and neighbourhood watch. With this intelligence gained, the outcome was positive. If I had time, I could allude to other areas I have worked with the police for the benefit of residents, especially with reducing speed traffic through our villages. In my opinion, it's unfortunate this position statement has come forward just before the borough elections. Hopefully it's not just to gain political points. There have been many opportunities, members, to bring this item forward, especially by asking questions to council through the year. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think responsible council clearly wants the crime to be tackled. The Joint Action Group and reporting of crime and working with other agencies has actually had quite an impact. The key successes have been a reduction in robbery by 16.7%, burglary in business and the community down by 32.4%, and violence against the person with injury down by 8%. They've identified very clear areas that they're going to work on together. There is no easy answer. I think we know that. But I think people in Charnwood, as a rule, feel safe and secure in their homes. They have confidence in their borough council and all of their councillors who will work with the Joint Action Group. I've had personal experience of reporting crime in through Charnwood and actually had results from the Joint Action Group. The areas that they have identified to help us is developing an effective drug strategy, continuing the development of the Joint Action Group and the Youth Joint Action Group to enable early identification of adults and young people at risk of criminal exploitation, developing an effective control plan within our town centres aimed at reducing street crime and antisocial behaviour, and ensuring all agencies take an active role in the development and implementation of the People Zone, which has we are one of the few areas that has actually been allocated this. I know the Police and Crime Commissioner, I think, is probably in many ways more suited to answering some of the more detailed questions, but I would like to assure him that as a council we will continue to work with him and we will continue to work for the people of Charnwood.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. After seeing the position statement, I recalled an inspection that was carried out in 2017, which identified issues in the way in which Leicestershire Police were recording crime. I know Councillor Morgan has touched on this, but I think it is an incredibly important point. I looked again into this and saw that a re-inspection by Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabularies took place in 2018, and I quote a passage from the inspector's report which says, "I was pleased to see that Leicestershire Police has made renewed efforts to do better at recording crimes reported to it. The force is committed to learning from its mistakes and has taken steps to address some of the problems we found in our last inspection. I'm confident that the force is getting back on track, and I'm optimistic that future improvements will follow in coming months." The reason I quote this, Madam Mayor, is that I wonder how much weight can be attracted to such figures in circumstances where crime recording has changed so significantly in recent years. It's clear that this is an evolving situation, and as such, the report identifies that further work is needed by Leicestershire Police in how it records crime. I'm reassured by the comments from the lead member and would remind members that this council has no direct control over the police, but we can work together in partnership to make Charnwood an even safer place to live.
If I would see an upward trend over a period of years in crime, I'd be far more concerned. As and when we've seen spikes in crime in Birstall, we're always quick to contact the local police officers who do all they can to reassure us and also put into place extra strategies to carry out more proactive patrols in the area. In my view, the partnership at work is clearly functioning well, but we've got to be realistic about what we can achieve as a council. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think in criticising the police, we shouldn't forget that we have a Labour part-time police and crime commissioner who, at the end of the day, must take some responsibility for what some people suggest is a lack of direction. And like Councillor Morgan, Councillor Taylor, I've sometimes struggled with the police in trying to explain to them that it's impossible to extrapolate statistics when one is dealing with very small numbers. They said to me, oh, well, an increase from 1 to 2 is a 100% increase. And I said, no, that's statistical noise, much as 0 to 1 is not an infinite increase. If you look at nationally, the police numbers have fallen by 6% in the past 5 years, yet there's been a 93% rise in under 16-year-olds being stabbed. And I would suggest that there are other factors other than police numbers. But in Charnwood, I think we're doing a lot, and certainly our ASB teams are doing a lot in Waterside Close. Only in the last month, we instituted a closure order on a drug-related ASB-linked flat. And certainly, if we go ahead, as is proposed, in merging the council's ASB teams, hopefully we'll be able to take a far tougher approach towards these problems in the future. And our small contribution to dealing with crime in Charnwood, we'll see a far more active approach in the future. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm wondering if the lead member would agree with the Prime Minister that there is no correlation between increased crime and falling police numbers, or with Cressida Dick, who said, and I quote, there is some link. Of course there is. Everybody would see that. Apparently that everybody doesn't include the Prime Minister. Of course the PM is committing the common politician misunderstanding of correlation and cause. Of course there is a correlation, as the increased crime coincided with falling numbers. That's irrelevant. Ms. Dick correctly refers to link or cause. In my ward, crime fell quite rapidly recently due to a concerted campaign with increased police resources and presence. Unfortunately, as soon as the campaign ended, crime started again. There were 2 burglaries in Osborne Road alone in the last week. So increased police presence works, and the link or cause is surely a no-brainer. I welcome the extra police which Lord Bach is providing. Would it not be good for the lead member and the Cabinet to put the PM right on her definitions and on the facts, and to lobby for funding to address the 12% increase in crime which is plaguing our communities? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. No one doubts the excellent work being done by the multi-agencies across Charnwood and across Leicestershire. And changes in the way of recording is nothing new. It happens every year. It's just a fact and you have to deal with it. The reality is, though, that if you were to take Brexit off the screen, you would see that a lot of people in this country, in fact, I would say most people in this country, if you ask them what their key concern was, it would be crime and it would be disorder. It would be the fact that you no longer have neighbourhood policing any longer. You don't see police coming to community meetings anymore. They're fighting at the front of everything. And I know officers who are doing shift after shift after shift, whose leave gets cancelled, who are absolutely exhausted yet expected to do jobs that they go out every day not knowing what they're going to find, Madam Mayor. If you look at the Hastings ward in this picture, Councillor Hamilton and myself, within 2 days of being selected, we found ourselves surrounded by police vehicles and an ambulance on Russell Street where there was a stabbing. A further couple of weeks later, on Moira Street, we had another stabbing where, sadly, it meant that a person's life was taken. The reality is that you cannot cut 700 police jobs in Leicestershire without it impacting on people's safety and security. 23,000 jobs across this country, police jobs have gone. And the reference that Councillor Harris made, it's an obvious one. You cut police, you cut youth work, you have problems with young people, and that's what we have today. And Knives in Hastings is a regular event, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to thank the lead member for her statement. However, as a ward councillor dealing with issues related to crime and its aftermath, it's increasingly taking much more of my time and casework. Some ward residents are literally living in fear of their lives. They don't know if they're going to be broken into or assaulted on the streets. Some live near well-known drug dens. Drug dealers are terrified to go out. Only last week, another crack den has been closed down in Leamington. And across the way in Hastings, as Councillor Draycott has mentioned earlier this month, we had another stabbing close to where I used to live, and my mum still lives. We had another stabbing followed on from another stabbing in the previous year, and a murder as well. Somber it is when we're talking about it. But that's only just my ward and my division in the county. Everybody must be thinking that it's... But it's not. These figures, when you look at them from the Community Safety Partnership, crime as a whole in the borough has gone up by 12.7%. But this masks a serious increase of up to 42% in differing beat areas. Okay, take beat 59, Barrow, Sarby and the Wolds area, 41.9% increase in crime. Beat 57, Mount Sorrel, 30% increase in crime. Beat 63, Nanpanton, Outwoods and Shelthorpe, an increase in crime of 23.9% year on year. That 23.9% masks an 80% rise in burglary in that beat. Hardly inner city areas, but leafy parts of the borough where crime is going up double digits and where policing seems to be all but withdrawn. Residents aren't stupid, Madam Mayor. They know crime is rising because they can see the effects of it all around them. They know that the Conservatives have cut police numbers by 23,000, and they know that in Leicestershire, 700 police jobs have gone. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Radford, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I wish that the Labour group in Charnwood would have spoken to the Labour group on the Town Council, because when we had problems in the centre of Shepshed, working with the town team and that, the Conservatives proposed CCTV for the centre of Shepshed. But unfortunately, all the Labour councillors on the Town Council did not support it, and in fact had voted against this. And it took us nearly a year to get them to change their mind. So, you know, when we're trying to do something and we don't get the support from other parties, you know, I don't think they should be shouting at the other side of the table.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, again, and sorry about the blunder, but you know me. I would like to actually congratulate the lead member on her statistics and her overview of everything. That is very hard to do. And I would like to also let our members here know, we live in a rural setting, Barrow. Barrow is A6, pathway into the little villages. Yes, we've had some crime in Barrow, but we have got together with myself and my other colleague, Councillor Fryer, have got together with the Parish Council and have actually, and the residents, and have actually instigated CCTV to go in. And I must admit, the Parish Council has actually agreed, and we are actually spending some of the ratepayers' money to actually safeguard them. So I think really we're doing what we can, and I think sometimes it's up to residents and the councillors to actually do a little of self-help here. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We haven't heard a lot this evening about victims. If you're a victim of crime, you don't care about the statistics, although I do thank the lead member for her very sensible, very wise words. But if you're a victim, you don't care about statistics, you don't care about policy statements, you care about what Councillor Barclay said, living in the safe and secure in your own homes. And in the ward that I have the honour to represent with Councillor Tillotson, I'm sorry, but that is not the case. Many people do not have the opportunity to live safely and securely in their own homes. Last year we had people engaged in the drug trade who thought it was quite acceptable to walk around the streets openly carrying machetes. We did have a visit from Willie Back, Lord Back, the Police and Crime Commissioner. He brought some senior police with him to visit our ward, and some days later, three crack houses were closed. That is what you care about if you live in certain parts of Loughborough. The statistics don't matter. What you're worried about is your own safety, the safety of your children. You want your teenage sons to be able to go to school without worrying whether they're going to come home in one piece, having been threatened with a knife. You don't want crack houses or drug dealers next door to you. And, you know, I do appreciate everything that the community partnership has tried to do, but sometimes for the victims it's not enough. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. And we've had about our 20 minutes intense discussion, which is very useful. I call on Councillor Taylor to sum up, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I thank members for their comments and points they've shared. Just to address a couple, Councillor Harris, it's not within my role to comment on the points you've raised. Councillor Draycott, your comments about the police actually need to be directed to the police, and I cannot comment on their behalf, and neither can this council, and I would suggest you send your comments to the Police and Crime Commissioner. Councillor Meir, the percentages quoted by you cannot just be quoted by percentages. You need to understand the numbers and the reason behind them before making those comments. And Councillor Forrest, I take on board your point, the victims, yes, we do support our victims, and the Police and Crime Commission and the police have every victim referred to Victim First for support, so they are looked after by the police and the Police and Crime Commissioner. Just to highlight, we've had some excellent results in reducing some crime in areas, and to reduce assault with injury is an excellent result for the CSP, but obviously I don't hear much from the other side about that. There's always further work to do, and I will ensure that this work continues. Just to close, I would appreciate if members, especially those across the other side from the Labour Party, would give some thought to the sensational headlines that they promote, like the £600 rise, 600% rise in certain crimes as printed in this position statement, and Loughborough Centre is a no-go area at night comments on social media. This is neither helpful or responsible. You're not newspaper editors, you're elected members, and you should take more responsibility for your actions and stop heightening the fear of crime for our residents through your attempt at sensational headlines. I think it's just time to grow up. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
If councillors wish to do so, a motion to do... No, this is not typed very well. If councillors wish to do so, a motion with a reason can be moved to refer the subject of the position statement back to the council, to the cabinet, or to the appropriate committee. Any questions about that? If anyone wishes to carry that forward? No one? Thank you. Item 9, motions on notice. No motions on notice have been received. I'm now moving on to item 10. Questions on notice. As a reminder, the questions that councillors have submitted and the answers to them are in the supplements pack, starting at page 6. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question or make a statement. supplementary questions or statements must relate directly and exclusively to the questions submitted, and any other supplementary questions or statements will not be permitted. Each councillor will have 2 minutes to ask their supplementary question and or make their statement, and the councillor responding will also be able to speak for up to 2 minutes. Item 10.1, parking enforcement. Councillor Baines, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement, please?
Thanks very much. Many thanks for the response from the lead member. I think the problem is, and this came up in the Anthony by-election, but it's also a problem in other areas of the borough, not least Newtown Linford, is that the current arrangements appear somewhat inadequate, either because county and the police are not able to enforce parking contraventions as well as they might like to for lack of resources, or because perhaps they see their priorities elsewhere. Other borough councils in England have gained civil enforcement powers. Wokingham Council gained the transfer of power from the police for enforcing parking restrictions on the 9th of October 2017 after a 2-year process. Or other councils are looking to acquire them, Torquay Town Council, for example. Can I therefore further ask if the Cabinet Member, lead member, agrees with me that Charnwood Borough Council should also seek to enhance its civil parking enforcement powers in this way?
Thank you, Councillor Baines. Inconsiderate parking and pavement parking is yet another topic that has been high on my agenda and very dear to my heart. I won't tell you what the other one was. However, in the past 12 months, I've attended two conferences relating to highways and parking concerns. And several months ago, I raised concerns relating to pavement parking and enforcement issues with Lord Willieback, and I think it was DCI Nixon who came with him, in relation to police delegation of enforcement powers to street wardens. They were going to report back to me, but I'm still waiting. If you mention the highway code to people, they respond with, well, it's just a guideline. So, and it is, it's just a guideline, it's not a rule book. However, inconsiderate and dangerous parking on bends is now a low or virtually non-existent issue of concern, and our street wardens do not have enforcement powers for non-yellow lines. However, members may be surprised to know that it is high on the National Agenda of Patrol, which stands for Parking and Traffic Regulations Outside London, and also the British Parking Association, who consider it is essential for planning and infrastructure departments to work together at a national level. The patrol group I mentioned earlier are currently in discussion with the government, who are reviewing the problem of pavement parking, but have not issued a timescale as yet or the next steps. Patrol has suggested to me in the past that making obstruction a civil contravention may provide one option for local authorities to tackle pavement parking. I've discussed this regularly and still.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to just make a statement. I'd like to thank Charnwood Borough Council for the grants that they've given the town team, which has enabled shops to apply for grants to improve shop fronts. And now Charnwood Borough Council have allowed the remaining grant to go towards paying for the CCTV in the centre of Shepshed. It was very disappointing that some of the political parties in Shepshed say that Shepshed never gets anything from Charnwood, and we've got quite a lot of monies. And I shall reiterate what I said earlier. It was disappointing when we were campaigning for the CCTV that the Labour group on the Town Council wasn't supportive of this, and it's taken us over 18 months to get it go ahead. But I understand that they've started to be installed today, and hopefully that it will be reducing some of the crime. Thank you.
Councillor Vardy.
Yes, thank you, and thank you, Councillor Radford, for your question. It's quite relevant, really. Sheps is a unique place. It really is. Some people say it's just a suburb of Loughborough, but it's not. It's his own community. It's a vibrant community. It's a mixture of communities. It's not just a dormitory town. I know the work, and don't blush when I say this, that Christine has done, Councillor Radford has done, and her colleagues, borough councillors, to push through particularly the CCTV that we've seen recently introduced. It wasn't easy, and she did it with great adversity, as has been illustrated by our own comments on this. It's not easy getting from A to B on some of these issues, and we all have to work together. It's no good coming here, some people, and saying, you know, we're against this, we're not doing this done. You know what? Everybody has a part to play in this. And don't just play local politics. Hard work was carried out by the borough councillors in Shepshed to bring this forward. And the regeneration plan is a continuing plan. It doesn't just stop now. It's going to go forward. We've got hundreds of thousands of pounds set aside. Some of it in our capital plan. Others coming through Section 106. 106 agreements that we're in the planning regeneration department we are striving to achieve, all for the benefit of Shepshed and to support the Shepshed people and their councillors. Thank you very much.
7.3, promoting tourism in the borough. Councillor Snart, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I thank the lead member for his answer to my question. It is encouraging that they recognise that Bradgate Park is a honeypot destination for visitors to the borough and the consequences this has for residents living nearby. I also note the statement, we welcome the challenge of directing people away from Bradgate Park at peak times. The capacity issues is now getting acute, not just on bank holidays, but for most weekends when the weather is fine and sunny, manifesting in many vehicles parked, sometimes illegally, on our village streets. In an email to me from the Chief Constable stating, in general, we are seeing a pattern where tourist attractions are being overwhelmed and are advertising deals or their venues in a way that attracts more people than they can accommodate. We are now seeing the Parish Council having to pay £750 for 4 extra visits by street wardens to enforce illegal parking. In my view, this is an extra burden on the local taxpayer when they have no control over the number of visitors exceeding the capacity limits of the car parks. Therefore, may I ask, if there is a need to add Bradgate to the Council of Visitors Guide, it is limited to reference only. Understand more fully how the lead member is going to successfully in directing visitors away from Bradgate. And look at the current way enforcement by street wardens is carried out to overcome the need to pay excessive amounts of local taxpayers' money by the Parish Council. Should the Borough Council be strategically deploying them at known critical peak times? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I do, and thank you, Councillor Snart, for raising this subject again. I think it's really relevant as well. I'm sure I don't know how many others round here have been round Bradgate Park at peak times. I went round in January this year, and it was heaving on a sunny day. And it was a terrible place to visit. You couldn't park. It was awful. So there are some, and I agree, some very relevant points that have been raised, both by Councillor Snart and Councillor Taylor, the County Councillor, and by the Parish Council as well. And this Borough Council, and for officers here, we have listened to what you say. We will always pay due cognizance to the issues there as we take any tourism matter or material going forward. I completely understand what you're saying, and I think it's something where there needs to be some kind of partnership, and there needs to be something done to alleviate the problem. And I think it can be managed through, but it isn't at the moment. So thank you, and we'll look at that. Thank you.
expected cabinet report relating to landlord services, planned works, voids and associated works. Councillor Draycott, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement, please?
I'd like to make a statement and ask a question. Cabinet were due to report on the first year of Fortnum Solutions performance on the 14th of March. This report has not appeared. The controlling group are responsible for this current disaster of a contract, just as they were for the Waits contract. And I remind Council of the recent report about the closure of the Waits contract. Also prior to that, of course, was the bringing in of the arm's length company back in-house. When the Fortnum's contract was agreed, we were assured that this time the contract would be watertight and penalties issued sooner rather than later. Could this be the reason for the report not to surface in the facts that it's failing? At the last Housing Management Board meeting, we had performance figures presented to us about Fortnum's performance. For bathrooms, kitchens and level access showers, and this goes back to the Capital Programme report, kitchens were taking over 4 weeks to complete, bathrooms were taking over 7 weeks to complete, showers were taking over 6 weeks to complete. And some of us will remember the stories that we've seen in the Echo, particularly about an elderly lady having to wait for her bathroom to be done, that was taking forever, Madam Mayor. My question is, can the Cabinet lead give assurances that a report will be produced for Cabinet this year, and I do hope that quality will not be sacrificed or targets lowered in order for a cosmetic transformation of the performance. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, yes, I do. Councillor, thank you, Councillor Draycott, for your question, and here is our response, or my response. At the Housing Management Advisory Board, you will hear later this week, which we know you're part of, there has been a moderate improvement in the contractor's performance. I'm very delighted to say so. An action plan has been put into place, and the averaged work timescales are now closer to that set out in the contract, the original contract. I concur that waiting times for adaptations are not acceptable. It is expected adaptations programme will be caught up by the end of May this year. The works outstanding, there are 30 adaptations outstanding, 70 level access showers for disabled people have been completed by mid-March, and 11 are expected to be completed by April 19. Whilst the contractor mobilisation has been slower than expected, the majority of core works in tenants' homes, including kitchens and new central heating boilers, are expected to be completed this month. And I'm sure you will see that the kitchens that we have completed and the bathrooms, although we've had the poor lady in the Echo, but in the main, people are delighted with the standard of the kitchens and the work to date. If you want actual figures, I can give you the actual figures. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
10.5 community grants. We'll take this as read, as Councillor Parton isn't here. Item 10.6, Loughborough Town Centre Plus Master Plan Progress. Again, we'll take that as read. Item 10.7, improvements to green spaces in Southfields Ward. Again, we'll take that as read. Item 10.8, purchases under the right to buy scheme. Councillor Mir, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement, please?
Make a statement. Having this, being given this information and also the list of properties, it's been an eye-opener, really. 5 or 6 pages worth of properties listed here. I understand what the council is trying to do when it says it wants to spend £415,000 on the capital plan, which it didn't mention, actually, earlier this evening, on purchasing houses on the open market. But you do have to call in the question, the policy, when you are faced with the following. Since April 2015, the council has sold or committed to sell, under right to buy, 210 houses from its housing stock, valued at nearly £24 million. That's what it all adds up to. The council has sold it all for just £12 million, so a massive 50% discount. So property's valued £24 million, we've sold it to the tenants for £12 million. The average price per house is just £115,000. One could question the valuation given by the valuer, as average house prices in the borough have been considerably higher, but we will query that next time if we're back re-elected. In my eyes, it doesn't make any sense trying to buy stock on the open market when eventually the tenants will have the option to buy the house offers at such massive discounts. The policy is not sustainable and will need revisiting. Labour Limited, when it was powered, Labour limited the maximum discounts under right to buy to £16,000, as we felt that maintaining our social housing stock was important. Unfortunately, Conservatives don't think the same, and so discounts of over £80,000 on a property, on certain properties on this list, have been given. £80,000, Madam Mayor. Talk about selling off on the cheap. Thank you.
Councillor Mercer, do you wish to respond, please?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think it's important to remember it's a right to buy, not a right to sell, and it's something that's enshrined in law. It was an idea that was actually first suggested by the Labour Party in 1959 in their manifesto and was implemented in the 1980 Housing Act. It's something that Labour could have proposed to withdraw in 1997, but didn't when it was elected into power, or 2001, which it didn't when it was elected into power. And, Madam Mayor, there's no single piece of legislation that any government has implemented that's enabled so much capital wealth to be transferred from the state to the people. And I think the British people have a deeply ingrained desire for home ownership. In fact, Councillor Mira has a very deeply desired desire for home ownership because he's bought three of them, Madam Mayor. And I think if he's concerned about the lack of affordable homes in Loughborough, perhaps he should sell some of his houses to actually reduce to reduce the profit that you've made, Councillor Mir, because you've actually made £279,000 profit on buying affordable houses in Loughborough and denying people the right to buy those properties. So you can hardly complain about the lack of supply when you're buying them yourself. And the actual amount of, Madam Mayor, the amount of affordable and social housing in Loughborough has now reached. No. The actual number of affordable and social housing houses in Loughborough is now approaching 9,000, largely as a result of the work that we've been doing with housing associations, with registered providers, and, of course, buying properties whenever we have the opportunity.
Madam Mayor, my question was about council right to buy and council selling the right to buy housing stock. It wasn't about the properties that I own or other councillors that own or their financial dealings. And I feel a bit victimised here because Councillor Mercer is in a position of trust and a position of privy to secret information. Yeah. And today... today at 3:30, somebody knocked on my door from the housing landlord, HMO.
Councillor Mir, thank you very much.
No, I need to clarify this because it is his department that would have sent it. So I was wondering.
To respond to this. Thank you so much.
Don't worry about me, this is all recorded, so I will put it in writing and I will ask for freedom of information.
There's an option in the procedure that's gone wrong, which hasn't.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So a point of order is a procedural point about something that's transpired at the meeting in regard to whether the question has been answered or it's out of order. Well, that doesn't appear to have happened. We are dealing with the matters in the correct order as per the Constitution. And a point of personal explanation is something that a councillor can provide about something that the councillor themselves have said in the past, not about what somebody else has said in relation to them. So neither of those positions are in front of us this evening. So I don't believe there's a basis to interject in the meeting constitutionally.
Okay, thank you very much. Item 11, minute references. I'm now moving on to item 12. Urgent executive decisions exempted from call-in and use of special urgency procedure, page 102. This is a report to inform the Council of two decisions which were exempted from call-in accordance with Scrutiny Committee procedure 11.9, one of which was taken using the special urgency procedure. If any councillors would like to ask a question, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your buttons. Any councillors? Councillor Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On this paper, we've got an acquisition of a house for X amount of money, £160,000. And I wanted to ask the lead member, and I suppose it was Councillor Merson who stands up, because he's privy to this kind of information, if he thinks it's the right kind of policy that we buy a property at £160,000 and then potentially in 5 years, 15 years, 20 years, we will be able to sell that, you know, council tenants will be able to buy that on the right to buy of up to a discount of 75%. Is that a prudent policy for us to be following at this moment in time, Madam Mayor? So that's one of my questions, and I've got 2 minutes. Turning back to what Councillor Mercer said. And
may I just ask
Leader will respond, that's fine, because I haven't finished my question, Madam Mayor. Recently, councillors, and Councillor Morgan got this as well, Councillor Draycott, Councillor Hamilton, myself, and a couple of the councillors got a request that the HMO survey would be carried out in our wards. So today I was astonished at 3:30 when one of those surveyors turned up at my house, Madam Mayor, because I am not a tenant at my house. But after now what Councillor Mercer said, I'm suspecting some foul play here because he's privy to information that he may share with his Cabinet colleagues. And I'm just wondering is how can I, who don't live in a HMO, I live in a four-bedroom detached house. All my residents know this, all my ward members know this, all my community know this. How was I selected to be surveyed for this survey? What was the methodology on selecting me, for example? I was asking the leader this. Yeah, and that's why I don't worry, I'm raising it.
Yes, that is not what is being discussed at the moment. Thank you, Councillor Mayor.
Right, so 2 minutes.
Is that the end of your question? Councillor Morgan, please.
Madam Mayor, I'm not entirely sure how that applied to the item 12 in itself, so I don't think I've got anything to add.
Any other councillors to wish to ask a question of the leader regarding this item? No. Okay, thank you very much. Item 13. Changes to the Delegation of Executive Functions, page 108. This is a report to inform the Council of changes to the Delegation of Executive Functions. If any councillors would like to ask a question on this item, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your buttons, please.
No? No, councillors. The final item on the agenda is item 14, appointments to committees. I'm not aware of any proposed changes to membership of committees for the current council year. If any councillors would like to propose a change, please press your button, please. No? Oh, Councillor Mayer, thank you.
Interesting. This year has been very interesting, and this last 4 years have been very interesting. And I wanted to thank everybody, especially my Labour colleagues as well, but also fellow councillors who have made the last 4 years very eventful, and we're all here for the right reasons. And yes, the Conservatives do control this administration. Don't worry. So I just wanted to ask a question on appointments, because obviously the Conservatives control the thingy. But Councillor Morgan, if you can recall back in 2015, you might do, that Councillor Mercer made a donation to your wife. Did that influence you at all of making a decision to have him in your cabinet at all? Thank you.
Councillor Mercer. Finished. Anyone else who... I am going to read this again. I am not aware of any proposed changes. Thank you, Councillor Mayer. Can I read this, please?
No, I
just want to... sit down. Well, I am not aware of any proposed changes to membership of committees for the current council year. If any councillors would like to propose a change, please press your button. Thank you very much. Any changes to that? Thank you very much. So we can go on to close of business. Thank you. And on that note, I would like to echo the leader's statement earlier in the meeting, which I was very supportive of, including the bit about you said about Jonathan. This is the final meeting of this council year and of the council term. Elections for a new council will take place in a few weeks. As this is the last time that this council will gather together, I would like to thank councillors for all of their hard work over the last 4 years. On behalf of the residents of the borough, there are a number of councillors who are standing down at the elections, and as well as thanking them, I would like to wish them the very best for the future. And thank you so much for being and tolerating me for this time, and I have been so happy to be able to do this. And thank you very much. I'm going to cry in a minute, so let's shut up. Thank you very much.